This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I see why you should be on the beach. Yeah, we got a front row seat. Oh, cool life that can be right here on Easy Street.
You know, we're always trying to figure out how to live on Easy Street here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Easy Street, right?
Woo-hoo. Did that play on The Walking Dead while they bashed somebody's head in? Come on, don't tell me that.
No.
Oh, it didn't. Okay.
No, it was not. That was, well, if you must know, that was a song that was played to torture somebody because it was played over and over. See, there was no head bashing going on with that song.
Thank goodness. I was thinking they were going to ruin the song because it's such a happy little ditty, but they're doing it to torture you. Gosh. Well, you know what? Think about the torture involved in accepting pharmaceutical money and then harming little innocent children. That would be torture, if not in this life, then the next, because there are people that do that. And it's the start of the Robert Scott Bell Show today, as we don't torture you, hopefully. We try to point out the abuse of children around the world coming through the World Health Organization. And if I think about how to get on Easy Street, and let's say I have no conscience, it doesn't matter. You're going to go, hey, give me all the pharmaceutical money you got. I'm going to hawk your drugs. I'm going to hawk your vaccines. I'm going to go around the world, travel first class everywhere I go. I'm going to fly into third world countries, take helicopter trips everywhere and say, look at me. I care because I'm dropping vaccines from the sky on people who have no food, no sanitation, inadequate hygiene, and they're dying of toxic poisons on top of what's being injected. Maybe the injections are on top of that. And that is the path, that is the journey of one Margaret Chan. 10 years, a decade in office as head of the World Health Organization. She was just presenting, I think, at the World Health Assembly, the 70th one. And the headline reads today, health agency spends more on travel than AIDS. More on travel than AIDS. Now, despite the controversy of what causes AIDS, this has never been a show, and I've never been someone who said that immune deficiency is not real. Just, I have to clarify that because sometimes people don't hear me when I speak about the controversy of HIV not causing AIDS, okay? I'm not saying that there isn't immune deficiency. That is very real. But isn't it interesting that the World Health Organization, the airy-fairy global oligarchy, responsible to no one, I think what the United States contributes at least $300 million of taxpayer money. Can you validate that, Super Don, if I'm making that number up?
To the World Health Organization?
Yeah, to the WHO.
Okay.
I'm guessing about $300 million. And $200 million of that is spent on travel routinely. First class, business class for Margaret Chan and her higher up lackeys. Of course, the lower end units are probably going to go coach. But they can make travel arrangements however they want at the last minute if they need to or want to, because they're just too lazy to do it in advance. And this is what happens when there's no accountability. Why is there no accountability? Because it's a global organization. It's a non-governmental organization, an NGO. One step removed even beyond, as far as corruption, in our own FDA and CDC, for instance, where you have unelected bureaucrats running the show, and the elected people come and go, and nothing changes. The WHO is an avowed defender of the pharmaceutical, well, planet, I'll say. It's a planetary organization, the WHO. And Maggie Chan, finally after 10 years, is signing off. Sayonara. Taking it all the way to Easy Street. I don't think she'll ever have to work again with all the cushy stuff she did for the vaccine industrial complex. Now, this is not the first time, if this is a new thing to consider that the WHO is a criminal organization and that UNICEF is not actually saving children. They're guaranteeing that they're chronically ill or even terminated in childhood due to toxic injections known as vaccines. Yes, I said it. Cry me a river if you're a pharmaceutical snowflake. I don't care. I care about a lot of things, but not that. These global non-governmental organizations steal money from the taxpayers by force, not only in the U.S., but other countries around the world. But you can darn be sure that the U.S. contributes more than any other nation. The people of the United States, by force. This is not charity. This is force. This is theft. And you're giving it to Maggie Chan and her cronies to go around the world promoting drugs and Bill and Melinda Gates vaccines. It's not the first time they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar. A few times ago, what were some of the things that the World Health Organization has been involved in? Taking cash handouts from Coca-Cola, yeah, PepsiCo, to plug holes in their budget. Talk about a cola black ops budget. We don't have enough. Hey, Coke, give us some money and we'll look the other way when we talk about the rise of chronic disease all over planet Earth. How about the fraud, corruption? That was, by the way, back in 2012. I don't know how much has changed. How about 2016? Fraud, corruption, harassment charges at the World Health Organization. Does anybody go to jail? Does anybody lose their job? Does Maggie Chan, does she have to fly coach for the last 4 years, 5 years of her term? No.
So that's 2016, 2012.
Yeah.
What about 2010?
Was there something in 2010?
Do you remember? We covered the huge corruption that was going on during the H1N1 period of time with the Tamiflu.
Oh no! You
remember that?
You mean they were making that up too?
They were a part of that as well. Oh yeah, they exaggerated the. Well, you know, I mean, H1N1 was the flavor of the week.
Oh, what a scam! What a scam! And they're playing it on you, the U.S. taxpayer. Those of you listening. My friends in Great Britain, if you're taxpayers too, they're taking money from you. And they're basically doling it back out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex under the guise of helping the poor and needy of Africa or elsewhere. We could do a lot better, folks. We could do a hell of a lot better. You know, even that, the commercials that Matt Damon does for that water thing, water purification thing, I haven't looked into it heavily, but on the surface, I would say that's probably one of the most benign and perhaps actually helpful of the charities I've ever heard of that a celebrity is doing. If he's really investing in cleaning the water, making water accessible to drink that will not poison people to diarrheal deaths, that could be good. I will have to look into that. But, I mean, on the surface, that one actually looks like a decent charity. Maybe private, I don't know if it's partnership with government or non-governmental organizations or not, but just as an aside, I just remember seeing a commercial with that. We could make fun of celebrities, but that one might actually be a good one.
You think so?
Possibly. Possibly. I mean, I haven't looked under the curtain, behind the curtain yet, see. But I'm holding out hope that I don't have to be so cynical that, you know, even one Hollywood celebrity can't do something right occasionally. Which
so it happens. No, yeah. Dude, it happens. You know what? You want a good example.
Yeah.
I didn't even tell you about this. This is something we may cover sometime here soon, but I was reading an article today. You would never guess who is a strong gun Second Amendment advocate that is being talked about because he was on the NRA TV channel talking about how women need to get guns, especially in California, because Governor Jerry Brown is letting rapists out of the jails. Who do you think that would be? You'd think it would be like Ted Nugent or something, right?
Right.
You know who it is?
You better not tell me it's Piers Morgan.
Fabio.
Fabio. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Fabio.
Yeah, I
go
can't believe
us,
it's not butter.
Oh, that's great, yeah, Fabio. Yes. Good job, Fabio. All right, so there's some celebrity goodness going on out there. World Health Organization. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, by the way, Ebola back in the news. Is it a scare or is it a scam? It's absolutely a scam. Read John Rappaport's latest here at robertscottbell.com. Show notes are up, and you can see the links going out to the things we're going to cover. We got a surprise appearance if it works well. Jeffrey Jackson will be joining us. Talking about the update of Italy's new 12-vaccine mandate for all kids without exception, following in California's footsteps. Is that going to be California, Europe, Italy? We got questions of the day, comments of the day. We got, what else do we got? Oh, my gosh, the Kung Fu Panda Man, the gonad guy. Remember when there's Kung Fu people?
Yeah,
that were
you know, I remember. You remember that a couple of months ago?
I do. Not fondly. But
the Iron Crotch Kung Fu.
Yes. We're gonna cover more. There's an update on that. Dr. Bitar is with me all the way from the Ukraine. Middle of the night, we're scheduled to talk to Dr. Bitar. He's a trooper. He's gonna join us for some advanced medicine next hour. Links are up in the show notes. But, by the way, we have some audio of Margaret Chan at her last speech.
I was just gonna say that, you know, she spoke to this World Health Assembly thing today.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the usual blah, 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 yada, yada, you know, viruses are gonna kill you, we're great. Right. And I was thinking, you know, what would it sound like if she were truly honest about her tenure there at the World Health Organization?
Well, let's give a listen as Maggie Chan gives her farewell address at the World Health Assembly, the 70th one.
I am giving the floor to the Director General of the World Health Organization,
Dr. Margaret Chan.
Let's give a listen. Maggie Chan. Go, Maggie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world was not at all fortunate. When you appointed me as your Director General more than 10 years ago, the WHO has lost its relevance, and the WHO continues to make a mockery of the public health and your people.
He's going out honestly. That's
wow.
Great.
During the 10 years of my administration, I promised to work tirelessly and have done so, but never got tired of the $500 million.
Oh,
$200 million to travel. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last time I will address the World Health Assembly. I thank you, member states.
Yes.
For the $500 million.
Oh,
go, Maggie. We're on a break. We'll be right back. That's great.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, now that we've gotten the World Health Organization budget all sorted out, let's take time to look at what's going on in California and the easy street that the doctors have. The free trips, the free gifts, the free dinners. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to dig too heavily on the doctors. What I would ask for is kind of like what some people have proposed for Congress, you know, that you have to wear like the sponsorships of the donors just like you're a NASCAR employee.
Like NASCAR, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Why not do that for the doctors? Let them have the little perks that they get. But just know when you go in and you see that Pfizer on their schmock or whatever, that they're sponsored by a drug maker. And they're likely to prescribe for you that drug because they got to pay back. It's quid pro quo. Don't tell me that the drug industry just likes to take doctors out to dinner for fun because they're altruistic and they like to give away free meals or other gifts. That's just not the way it works. Come on. Don't be so naive, right? Not the way it works. But in California, they're trying to clamp down, and pretty soon they're going to say no more doctor dinners. The state-level bill would cut off most drug maker physicians' payments to physicians, including speaking fees. Including speaking fees, which is a big way that big pharma shills known as doctors get to pad their accounts. Because Lord knows they can't get enough money from third-party payers called insurance. That's why the real doctors are leaving the insurance scam and setting up cash practices like it used to be. If they can get the state boards of medicine off their backs and they could actually do what is right by their patients, perhaps, and innovate. We'll hear about some of those innovations that are natural to a state that is not such a medical police state in the Ukraine a little later with Dr. Rasha Bittar. I just wonder, Super Don, about this proposed bill. It was approved by the state Senate last week. I wonder, did Richard Pan, Dickie Pan, stand up for it? Did he say, except for me? Give me the Richard Pan exception because look what I did for you, Big Pharma.
You obviously didn't read the fine print. There is a Pan Ran and amendment.
The Pan Ran amendment.
The Pan Ran amendment is what they're calling it. Yes.
Oh, nice. That makes sense. Because look at all he's done for Big Pharma. He handed over all the children of California. They are now mandated minions, if you will, receptacles of the injections of the vaccine industrial complex with no recourse nor liability available to parents when their kids are injected into the autism spectrum through encephalitis, brain inflammation, gastrointestinal destruction. You know what? I'm so disgusted with California still. Not a lot of my friends there. I love you. You know that. But the legislators there that you think this is really, is this kind of like your, I'm sorry, we're sorry. We're sorry for taking over your children, well, moms and dads.
It's the broken clock thing. Come on. We got to be fair. It's just because they've done those things doesn't mean that everything they do wrong. It may make it harder to accept something as I see is happening here.
Yeah.
That if they cured cancer, you'd be like, yeah, but. But
yeah.
Anyway,
no, I'm telling you, this is not good. I actually support doctors and their freedom to accept all the money they want from Big Pharma. All I ask is that you wear it on your sleeve. Just don't hide it from your patients.
They never will. Look, they never will. Yeah. I mean, about the only way at this point that you could even discover this stuff, which I happen to use still pretty regularly when I'm covering stories, I will go to the Dollars for Docs that ProPublica put together,
yeah.
And it's amazing. I mean, it's truly amazing to find out, how many of these doctors are getting, hundreds of thousands of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry. But you got to at least give them some props for this, because what they're doing is they are shutting down. With the exception of the doctors getting paid for conducting clinical trials, they are shutting down the stuff for free travel and entertainment and speaking and consulting and all this stuff won't be transparent on this.
Dude, but what about when the homeopaths take over? I want some free stuff. Come on. Send me somewhere nice. Come on. This is just me going, what about me?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. Pfizer will not pay you hundreds of thousands
Listen,
of dollars.
I'm Maggie Chan's leaving the WHO. Call me. I can do that. I can travel first class to other places and drop needles from the sky. What?
Are you Robert Scott Bell saying that you would take Big Pharma money if they give it to you?
Hell no.
I see.
I just wanted to tease him for a little bit for a second. They thought, oh, we finally got him. We got RSB. We got him. He's on our side. He's come on over to the dark side. Woohoo! No, sorry.
Prilosec. Yes.
Not happening. Sorry. In fact, we're going to talk about Kung Fu Crotch Masters before we take over to the dark side and accept Big Pharma money. All right? Just saying. Just in case all y'all were wondering. Jeez, I know. Finally, he just gave in. No, not happening. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up. Thanks to Captain Morgan. And we have the Increase Your Energy Summit continuing on. Click on the link and be part of it. They still haven't aired my video segment. It's going to be really, really cool. Questions of the day, comments of the day next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Comments of the day, questions of the day coming in through robertscottbell.com momentarily, but we've got hot off the presses, probably not even on the presses yet, but we got him. Action Jackson, you know him. Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter from the field, doing great work covering stories all over the world that matter to you, matter to me. He's a brother, and he's here with us. Jeffrey, update from Italy, where we reported the other day on 12 vaccine mandates without exception, without exemption. I didn't know if the Pope was behind this. What's going on in Italy?
Well, it looks like a SB 277 on steroids, but the issue here is,
it wasn't voted on and that I know of, and it's also being pushed through very quickly and just implemented. Like a rock falling out of the sky, boom, there it is, and deal with it. So there's of course the established government, the Director General for Preventive Health at the Ministry of Health is using the same rhetoric we're seeing all throughout the world, including at the Boston Herald and through Ireland, and he's saying that people that give alternative information that runs contrary to the Ministry of Health there, it ought to be a crime. So he hasn't went so far as Boston Herald, where he's calling for a hanging, but we're seeing the same playbook rhetoric. So as an investigator, I'm saying, why is everybody starting to talk the same when it comes to establishment health care? This is a question for me. So the other issue is the five-star populist movement in Italy. It's called M5S. They've been talking since 2015 that they're trying to get a law passed to oppose mandatory vaccination, and they're not saying they're anti-vaccine. They're simply saying that we just want parents to have a choice.
A choice? How dare you give parents a choice, Jeffrey? What are you thinking? Margaret Chan spent 10 years at the World Health Organization making sure she could drop needles from helicopters on poor third world children who are obviously vaccine deficient. And you're telling me you want kids in Italy to have a choice? What is the world coming to? We've got to put an end to this freedom of speech thing, this different kind of the way of thinking, Jeffrey. What are we going to do with you?
Well, I think the health minister and the established healthcare system in Italy and their pharma backers might have something to deal with pretty soon, because since they're putting this deadline on these 12 vaccines that everyone needs to get very soon, there's already rumblings of a backlash, rumblings of protests about to happen. So the people are mobilizing very quickly, and one of the leaders of that is the five-star movement in Italy. It's called M5S. So I'm writing an article right now. I have people on the ground, sources on the ground in Italy that are giving me information. So I'll be writing about that and writing about the backlash that the government's going to get from this, because, hey, if they pass a law and no one shows up to do the law or to adhere to it,
sure.
How much power does the law have? Zero.
Zero. Yeah, you're right. And I wonder, too, obviously Italy, I mentioned this, is a largely Catholic nation there, the Vatican within Italy, in a sense, even though it's supposedly a sovereign nation. How many of those 12 shots have aborted fetal cells in the line?
Most of them. And you notice the Hep B is in there as well, so we all know about the Hep B. It's kind of not really...
We know about... Listen, Jeffrey, let's be honest. We know about these Italian babies. They come in... They're in the delivery room when the doctors are not looking, the nurses are not looking, the mom's exhausted, the little babies crawl out, sneak away, get a tattoo with a dirty needle. The Hep B shot is necessary. It should be mandated.
Yeah, I hear they're sharing intravenous drugs as well. So the heroin epidemic
for infants, right.
Out there.
Even when the parents don't do it, the infants, they just know. They get it. Listen, this is so ludicrous. It's so ludicrous. The whole basis for a vaccine deficiency disease is nonsense. And you... People in Italy, those of you who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show or read Jeffrey Jackson's work, stand up and say, no, don't participate. Don't let them implement this, because they can say they want to do it. But if the people refuse, it's all over. And, of course, the more they push, Jeffrey, like this, the more they push intensely, the more pushback there's going to be, the more there is evidence of their failure to implement their global religion, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination.
They've lost already. This is why they're doing this. They have to run for the finish line, completely out in the open with everybody. That's why Boston Herald's calling for what they're calling for. That's why the rhetoric's ramping up. And it's going to be just like SB 277 in California. It may be the biggest help for our side of pro-education. And we're not vaccine injury deniers. We know the truth. So I think it's going to be a big surge for our side and people looking for this information and pushing back and refusing.
Yeah. Hey, Italy, there is no such thing as a safe vaccine. It doesn't exist. And somebody, quickly, check Senator Dr. Dickey Pan's passport and see if he's been traveling back and forth to Italy lately. Because, yeah, this looks like a duplicate of SB 277 on the Italian people. Don't let it happen. Jeffrey, God bless you, my friend. And thank you for covering this for our friends and neighbors and loved ones over on the continent.
You bet. Look for an article soon. I'll be posting that probably within the next 24 hours. Thank you.
All right. We'll get it. We'll link it up tomorrow in the show. And, Jeffrey, always glad to have you on board, spur of the moment, to cover these stories with us.
You bet. You bet. Wouldn't be any other place.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey. JeffreyJackson.com. You can check him out. We'll have it linked up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. We have more to do, include listening to comments and questions from you.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, the comment of the day is also a question of the day, but part one is the comment. This is, hello again, Dr. Bell. This is from Lori. Well, two things. Number one, I wrote to you regarding having to take the tetanus shot from cutting my finger with a knife while trying to de-pit an avocado. Oh, good Lord. Is this the reason why they're trying to put warning labels on?
Hand. Remember
for Lori? Lori, all you had to do was reach out. Say, Lori, just reach out next time before you do that. Say, hey, Robert, is this the way you cut the avocado pit out? And I'll give you some insight into my technique. Haven't gotten hurt yet. It looks a little goofy, I admit. I'm not like, you know, the samurai delicatessen John Belushi style, but, you know, it's pretty close.
No?
But, Lori, I'm sorry about that. That's right.
I wonder if there's an iron crotch kung fu method of...
There could be. But Lori, don't do this unless you've had a lot of training. And you're right. They're thinking about putting warning labels on avocados. Now, she got inadvertently the tetanus shot because she was frightened into it and she didn't contact me first. And then she was experiencing her jaw locking, you know, the very thing they were supposed to prevent, lockjaw tetanus. She was getting it after the vaccine and a lot of pain. And what did we talk to you about? We mentioned the vaccinosis remedy. And there was a jaw. I can't remember the remedy. We were beyond the vaccinosis, the vaccine, what is it, vaccinoplex, vaccinocleanse. But there's also a jaw. Gosh darn it, I'm just drawing a blank on a Super Don. Slap me silly. But anyway, go back and listen to the archives. So anyway, we recommend it. Dr. King recommended it last Healing Revolution segment. And guess what? His product for TMJ and the vaccinosis remedy worked. This is according to Lori. They worked.
Nice.
What kind of crazy show is this that we're actually given good information that works?
That's like 2 days in a row. What's going on here?
What is going on here? People are calling in and writing in and saying, what you're saying, Robert, makes sense. Not only made sense, it worked. Of course it did. Why would we be saying it? Why would we be saying it? All right. Of course, if I say it's a drug that did it, you could say somebody took Robert away and replaced him with a robot. Okay? Just be on the lookout for that. Almost happened last segment. All right, number two on the question list from Lori. My husband is having issues with urination, such as increased frequency, not emptying adequately, and a little leakage. He is 56 and also does have moderate to severe sciatica and herniations, which may or may not play into this. Any suggestions for his urinary issues would be most appreciated. Love you guys, Lori. Well, we love you too, Lori, and I'm sorry that you suffered, but I'm glad you're on the mend, and I'm sorry your husband is suffering a bit, but... this is clearly, to me, a case of deficiency. Super Don, what did I say? What kind of deficiency? What kind of deficiency does he have?
You said deficiency.
Yeah, I was fill in the blank. I just didn't have any other sound effect. What kind of deficiency? What is the major deficiency that Lori's husband is experiencing? He's having, a lack of integrity of connective tissue, as indicated by Super Don, my hero, yay. Dr. Super Don got it right. That's right. This is big time. You're lacking, or he's lacking, the ability to empty. He's also got herniations, indicating a connective tissue deficiency. Sciatica, also indicating neurological inflammation and pain associated with some level of misfiring there, which is also silica. So get your hubby, Lori, on 3 Alta-Silica 4 times a day. For the first month, let's repair connective tissue. In terms of, it doesn't sound like there's any infection. You're not mentioning any infection. So number one on my list is that. Now, if the kidneys were infected, we've talked about the liver being congested and passing on things to the kidneys that the kidneys have a rough time with. And even if that's not the case here with your husband, Lori, I would say get him on some things to support his liver as well. At the very least, the selenium we talk about if he's not already on it. Because if you enhance liver function, you reduce burden on kidneys and urinary system. But connective tissue is everything. Now, is there an equivalent of a Kegel exercise for a man? Super D, you would know this, wouldn't you? Did I catch you off guard with that one?
I think it's just the same, bit. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's
what do they call
same.
It? The pubococcygeal muscle? My wife's going to kill me for saying it wrong. But it's like you squeeze that the muscle down there that you would urinate with. I know for men it's very difficult to start peeing and stop at the bib stream.
You know
right?
what? It's the same, I think it is for men as yeah. it is for women. It's just the pelvic floor muscles.
It is. It's a muscular yeah. thing, too. So yeah. the connective tissue, the silica, yes. But to get some exercise. Now, I don't want to send you to a urinary medical doctor unless that medical doctor is not into drugs and surgery first, right? And if they could prescribe for you, or maybe you could do Dr. Google search up, or even better, Dr. Good Gopher. Go goodgopher.com instead of Google. And, you know, Google the terms urinary tract exercises, you know, strengthen the urinary tract, strengthen the function, right? That's where I would also go with this. And, of course, anything that would help repair and strengthen the connective tissue. And I think we covered it. And Lori, I want to hear back after about a month, maybe two, about how your husband's doing. If he's willing to do it. If he's not, I'd say slap him upside the head because you're married to him. But again, I'm not trying to incite violence. I'm just joking about that. But maybe you could send him to the Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master.
You know, I was just wondering if that might be helpful in this situation.
Yeah, that might be the answer. We're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm not saying it is, Lori. I'm not saying it is. But if he doesn't listen to you and take the silica, that might be his last resort. And I don't think he wants to do that. All right, folks, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Dr. Bitar, next hour, Advanced Medicine Kung Fu update coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it. Well, men, you might want to miss it. Women, give a listen after the break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We got some Kung Fu happening now, a Kung Fu update. We should do Kung Fu updates more often, Super Don. I love those. Can't help it.
You know,
it.
Kung Fu's not always in the news, but, you know, when we can, we should. That's true.
We should. In fact, all my audio just went away, so we're gonna have to do this audio update in a little different way with no audio. This is kind of a bummer, dude. We got a nice crossfade into it, and we'll see how fast I can get rebooted here.
All right. That's okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, updates before we do Kung Fu. We may be back in a moment with that. We have to do, let's see. Oh, CBD update real quick. Those of you who are trying to get the CBD, I know that the banking system, banking industry is just desperate to stop people getting the cannabidiol. I'm just saying this because, you know, the FTC has failed, the FDA has failed, the DEA has failed. States are running roughshod over the federal government on this issue. It's an incredible disaster of PR proportions and beyond. The economics, the threat to big pharma, et cetera, is very real. And so if you're having trouble reaching out and getting some CBD, let us know. PlusCBDOil.com, PlusCBDOil.com will get you where you need to go. PlusCBDOil.com. And when you get there and you check out, you enter the code RSB15, RSB15, and that should get you 15% off as far as I know. I think that's right. Isn't that Super D? I think it's right.
RSB15, yes.
Yeah. All right. So we have the story now. Start sneaking in the story about the Kung Fu Master because it's kind of too gross to read. I don't even want to cover it.
If you may or may not recall, but back in February, we covered this story about these guys in China that are teaching something called Iron Crotch Kung Fu. And at that time, they had did a video that went viral that showed all of these Kung Fu students standing in a row.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. In fact, we had audio on that. It was kind of interesting, and it's back, so we're good to go here in just a second.
Okay.
We have the audio of this, for those of you who remember. This was the men without, I don't know, men with bricks, and they were just throwing them at their nads, and this was their form of Kung Fu. Listen. And that's just like, if you're watching the video, they're just pounding their...
Just going to town, yeah.
And yeah, the guy that leads this is known as the Kung Fu Master of crotches, I guess, Iron Crotch Kung Fu Master.
Yes.
And he has decided to one-up his testicular fortitude, for lack of a better way to say this.
Yeah.
He wants to show everybody how strong he is.
Actually, I mean, if we're going to be technical, there was no testicular fortitude involved in this particular feat that he did, because he's not using that part of the male anatomy. He's using the tallywhacker.
No, he's part. Not. He's using that?
Yes.
Do you have audio of this? Because I'm not going to show the video.
Well,
do you have audio?
You know, the audio itself is kind of boring, because all he's doing is he's got a bus tied to his manhood, and he's pulling the bus with it, okay? Yeah, okay, that's impressive, but you need to understand that it didn't work on the first try. And we do have audio.
Oh.
Yes.
That was not pleasant
at all. That was the first attempt. Didn't quite work. He had to kind of recuperate a little bit. But the second time.
The second time?
Apparently he managed to be able to pull a bus with his whatever. And
it moved how far? It moved how far?
Oh, how far did it say how far it moved? I mean, he moved it.
6 feet.
Listen, the bus weighs 13 tons.
Yeah, 13 tons. And this is what it sounded like, his successful attempt.
Yeah.
But
he moved the vehicle a distance of more than 6 feet.
Yeah, he did. I just don't get it. I mean, is this a path to spiritual enlightenment? I mean, I think of the martial arts, and I think higher up the chakra chain. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, they claim that this is something that helps men overcome erectile dysfunction.
Well, maybe Lori's wife on the urinary tract thing should do this. Here's the Iron Crotch Choir singing us out right now. Oh, I promise we're going to elevate the discussion next hour. Dr. Rasha Bittar is joining us live from the Ukraine. Yes, he's in the Ukraine doing advanced medicine over there, and a little less assault on the men of planet Earth. I promise, because the power to heal is still yours. Take some arnica, Iron Man.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.